Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm in love by default. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 39-year-old single female, and I'm being pressured to be with a man that saved my life. I had a crazy accident, and my SUV flipped twice after I swerved to avoid hitting a small dog. I was shaken up and I had pieces of glass in my arm, but I was fine. I was crawling from the window of the SUV when it started smoking. I couldn't see what was going on because of the smoke, but a nice guy had come over to help me get out. Minutes later, a fire started under the hood of my SUV. Everyone started praising the man for saving my life. The man sat with me until the ambulance came and he drove behind the ambulance. I couldn't believe he was being so sweet. I didn't have my purse when I got to the ER, but he did. He had grabbed it out of my vehicle for me. He was basically like my guardian angel. We exchanged numbers and he continued to check on me for a few days after I got out of the hospital. I got worried after he sent flowers to my house. He sent me flowers to my house. I texted him and called him a stalker. He called to explain himself. He apologized for scaring me and said he got my address from my driver's license. He said that he's a loner and it's hard for him to meet new people because he's shy. I researched him and we have a lot of mutual friends and we went to the same college. So I'm no longer afraid of him being a serial killer. Everybody knows the story of how we met, and they all think that God sent this man to me. I'm in love by default, and I feel pressured to stay with him. What if he's not heaven sent? Would I be wrong to dump him? What? Okay, who's pressuring you to be with this man? First, let me say this. You are blessed to be alive, for sure. And thank God this man was there to help you. This was a real life miracle. And the last time I checked, only God can do miracles. You could have died for real. This was a serious, serious accident, and you should be very grateful. I'm not hearing gratitude, though. I get it if you don't want to marry this man or be in a relationship with him, but you've done the research, and you know quite a bit, really a whole lot about this guy, and you actually have a lot of things in common. You said you're not scared anymore, and everyone around you is grateful to him for helping you and said God must have sent him to you. And the man is still around. I mean, he's calling you. He went to the hospital with you. He's been checking on you. He sent you flowers. I don't think you know what you want here. I don't think so, because everyone sees him but you. I think you're just unsure about how you're supposed to feel about this guy. And that's okay. That's okay. But please don't let, if you're feeling guilt or any sort of obligation, don't let that make you feel like you have to be with this man. Because listen, if you don't want this nice man, as you called him, this kind man, this gentleman, this thoughtful man, this strong man, this considerate man, this man you yourself called guardian angel, well, it's simple. If you don't want him, let him go. That's it. No pressure. But personally, I think you should allow yourself to explore this situation, because what do you have to lose? Steve?
All right, I'm going to just get to it right quick. I'm going to tell you something. There's something wrong with this lady. There are some things wrong with this lady. I've seen people like this before, and I'm going to help you understand what I see when I read the letter. I'm in love by default is the title of the letter. After having heard Shirley's response and listened to this whole letter, This lady say, "Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 39-year-old single female." I know that. And after reading this letter, it is clear why you are single. lady, you are over the place. And I mean, you don't, I don't know if you assess information well. I don't know if you you don't know how to process stuff at this point. What is it? Recess? Assess? What you say?
No, Sarah? Process. You got it right.
I don't know what you're doing. But what's the matter with you? I'm being pressured to be with a man that saved my life. What?
Who's pressuring you?
Whoa. Did you hear that? I'm being pressured to be with a man that saved my life. That sounds crazy, Beretta. I had a crazy accident. Now listen to this, y'all. And my SUV flipped twice after I swerved to avoid hitting a small dog. Now, right here, the title of this letter would be different for me.
And what would it be?
They mad talking about I smashed they dog. That's what this title would be.
Okay.
I'm not swerving. I'm going to just tell you right now, I'm not swerving and flip my truck over twice for this dog.
Please, focus. Get back to the letter.
Everybody going to learn a lesson. I'm not flipping my car. Anyway, let's just get off of that.
Yeah.
I swerved to avoid hitting a small dog.
It's not about you. Go ahead.
The car flipped twice. What is this dog doing? No. Okay. All right, here we go. I was shaking. Now, listen to this. I was shaking up, and I had pieces of glass in my arm, but I was fine. What? Mm-hmm. Lady, you flipped a car twice. I had pieces of glass in my arm, but I was fine. Then I was crawling out the window of the SUV when it started smoking. Lady, you ain't all right.
Hold on.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you that there's just something wrong with this lady. I'm just telling
you. All right. We're going to have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter title is I'm in Love by Default. We'll get back into it right after this.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm in love by default.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I got to try to see if I can get to the end of this letter, because there's something wrong with this lady right here. And it's just a lady that she doesn't know how to process information, or she don't know how to analyze. She's not analytical skills. Something's wrong with her because she's off to me. I'm a 39-year-old single female. And as I read this letter, you're going to see why she's single. You're going to see exactly why she's single. I'm being pressured to be with a man to save my life. What? All right, here we go. I had a crazy accident, and my SUV flipped twice after I swerved to avoid hitting a small dog. Now, there are several titles that this letter could be. I've come up with another title. My first title was, They Mad at Me. That would be the title of this letter. Or another title would be, Steve, how do you call me on the email bag and say, Steve, and we can answer and stuff like that.
It's not about you, sir.
Okay, well, quit writing in, putting my name in the letter. Just write in to Shirley. I swerved to avoid hitting a small dog. I was shaking up, and I had pieces of glass in my arm, but I was fine. What? Lady, what are you talking about? Then she said, I was crawling from the window of the SUV when it started smoking. Your car on fire. You done had to crawl out the window. You upside down. You got glass in your arm. You was fine. Something wrong with this lady. When it started smoking, I couldn't see what was going on because of the smoke. But you was fine, though. Y'all understand? But a nice guy had come over and helped me to get out. Minutes later, a fire started under the hood. And the SUV of my, everyone started praising the man for saving my life. Because that's what he did. Then he sat with me till the ambulance came, and he drove behind the ambulance. I couldn't believe he was being so sweet. This is a good dude. This is a good human being. I didn't have my purse when I got to the ER, but he did. You mean tell me he done crawled back up in there and got your purse? You know how many people would have been at the stove with your purse? Back in the day. I'm at the EDT, I'm trying to figure out your PIN number. You see how this could have went? Anyway, he was basically like my guardian angel. We exchanged numbers. He continued to check on me for a few days after I got out the hospital. Wait, what? Mm-hmm. Lady, you was in the hospital for a few days? Glass in your arm, crawling out your window, car smoking, fire broke out, man bring your purse to the hospital, all this here. I got worried after he sent flowers to my house. See, something wrong with this lady. You wasn't worried when you was crawling out that window under that car that had flipped over. But now you got some flowers sent to the house and your nutty ass is worried now. I text him and called him a stalker. The dude that saved your life, that then followed you to the hospital, that recovered your purse, that stayed with you, sent you flowers, checked on you. You done text a man and called him a stalker. That's why she's single. I'm telling y'all, this whole letter explains why she's 39 and single. He called to explain himself. He apologized for scaring me and said he got my address from your driver's license. He told you that. He said that he's a loner. It's hard for him to meet new people because he's shy. I researched him, and we had a lot of mutual friends. We went to the same college, so I no longer was afraid of him being a serial killer. Okay, lady, that was smart. Everybody knows the story how we met, and they think that God sent this man to me. I'm in love by default, and I feel pressured to stay with him. What if he's not heaven sent? Would I be wrong to dump him? This is why you single. You staring a gift horse in the mouth. This man has done nothing wrong or negative to you. Now, obviously he's attracted to you. I don't know what he saw in you while you crawling out that window. I don't know what it was. I'm just telling you.
Come on.
She's crawling out the car.
Got to be. Yes.
And the window, if the car done flipped twice, the window ain't the same height. So now you got to get your shoulders below your hips. Now when you get out, he said, I got to follow this here today. I'm just telling you how men are. This is how men work it out.
Ooh, wow.
Look at here. So he saw what he needed to see. You never mentioned nothing was wrong with the man.
Never.
He's
never.
Obviously attracted to you.
Never mentioned it.
You've never said that. Is he handsome? He's a loner?
Mm-hmm. Listen, post your comments.
Would I be wrong to dump him?
Today's program. Get on back to
being single. Because that's what you're good at.
Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today.
Shirley,
yes, Steve. Yes.
If she dump him, the next text is just going to be, I should have left you in that car. That's going to be the next text.
Never sounded so good. You can download it today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.